I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister is demanding the Hindu violence against Christians stop in Orissa. Open Doors' Carl Muller says they're launching an advocacy campaign this week in support of believers. He's urging believers to pray wisdom and safety for their partners on the ground.
What it does to missions in general is it puts a great deal of concern and fear into individuals. Church planters within the Indian society are more cautious, but I can say from my conversations with other mission organizations that are directly involved in church planting there, the work goes forward.
Next, Uganda's government may force internally displaced people out of the camps and home to their villages. But Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says many have nothing to go back to. The ministry will be taking a team at Christmas.
I just felt so impressed that we're to bring people back at Christmas and let them share the love and the hope of the Christmas story of God sending his son to earth with these children, and at the same time actually see firsthand the conditions and participate in doing something to help alleviate them.
Applications are due October 15th. Go to our website. And a missionary couple in Russia is leading people closer to Christ by leading river rafting trips. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism team used the trips to teach survival skills and biblical principles to Christians. Most recently, they took a group of unsaved college students rafting so they could practice their English. It's opened doors to share the gospel. Pray that through these new relationships, the students will build a lasting connection with the local church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.